You're on RTR FM 92.1, and because we do love a cheesy segue when I get control, it is indeed time to talk babies. Becoming a parent is already a challenging time, even more so if you don't see yourself reflected in mainstream parenting resources, culture, or even language. In You'll Be a Wonderful Parent, Jasper Peach provides a practical guide for LGBTQIA+ families around the arrival of a new baby. The beautiful book is an inclusive and celebratory approach to queer parenting. There's something for everyone to learn from the values and experiences of rainbow families. Alphabet soup families are also in the unique position of being able to intentionally build their own family structure and create an environment of huge love and belonging for their children. This little book holds the reader's hand through the journeys of both birth and non-birth parents, with advice on everything from dealing with others' definitions of your family to finding the right medical care and communities, and of course, making sure that you take a lot of naps before the baby's born. Jasper Peach is a writer, editor, broadcaster, and parent to two children with their wife in Castlemaine, Victoria, and they join us on Artbeat this morning. Good morning, Jasper.
Good morning, Pam.
Thanks for joining us on Artbeat this morning.
Well, I feel pretty happy after that intro. I feel like maybe I'm doing something good. That was really nice to hear. Thank you.
Oh, not a problem. You're obviously doing quite a lot of good things. A very celebrated, beautiful podcaster, broadcaster, a previous celebrant, I hear, from gorgeous Danae Gibson in the studio. So you've got a lot of fingers in lots of pies. But now this fantastic book, and you've got two kids yourself. Is that what inspired you to start writing this book or create a resource like this?
Well, I never knew I would write a book. I had a little dream when I was six that I might one day. But I thought that my job was marrying people and sharing their love stories and creating meaningful rituals. And then, you know, a little thing called a pandemic happened and, you know, like everyone, I had to reassess a lot of things. And I talked to my dear friend, Ailsa Wild, who is a fantastic children's author, and she was putting together a book called You'll Be a Wonderful Dad. It was formed basically around a love letter that she wrote to her friend who was about to become a father for the first time. And she asked me as a queer person to do a sensitivity read because she knew that I was, you know, I love to write and it's something that I do for my own happiness. And I did a sensitivity read, which if you're not sure what that means, if you're listening, it's just a check that you're not excluding people or that none of your language will make anyone feel awful, which was, you know, that's a very kind thing to do. I had a read and although it was so beautiful and tender and warm and welcoming, it wasn't aimed at the LGBTIQA plus community. And I said to Ailsa, you don't need to change your book to be something that's not. What you've written is so beautiful. And what I know about you is that you're a person who has all sorts of friends and that your son is going to grow up in a home knowing that so many different kinds of people are loved and respected and valued and included. I wonder if you could add a little something like that in. And then as a joke, I said, oh, maybe I should write a companion book. I think I literally said, lol. And then I also spoke to her publisher and they went for it. And they contacted me and said, hey, can we see a writing sample? And I sat down at my computer and wrote 5,000 words about why, kind of the first draft, I guess.
Yeah, it was obviously in you, you know, you had all of this in you and you hadn't been given the opportunity to pop it into a vessel of sorts.
Yes, I popped it in a little bit of paper there and went, bleh, there it is, this is what I think would be good to include. And then we made a deal and now, you know, that story's good, but it doesn't really matter who made the book. It matters that it's here. And that people in this incredible community that I'm so lucky to be a part of will now go to the bookstore and there'll be something just for us. where it reflects our lives and our families and our culture.
Absolutely. Why is that important? We all know that representation is important and to be able to see this kind of material is. But why is it necessary for parents in particular to have access to this kind of resource?
We need to see that it's possible. And not only that it's possible, but that it can be so beautiful. And I guess growing up, I never saw families like mine. I never planned to have a family. I didn't know that it was something that I was allowed to do. But we're doing it. And, you know, previously these stories have been shared through conversation. And if there's someone who you know, is in the LGBTIQA+ community and they want to start a family, inevitably they'll ask their friends and they'll say, oh, talk to these people. They're really good at explaining how to do this and who's a good doctor and where are places you can go where you'll be safe and respected. But now it's in a little book. Like, we can just, this is a book that you can press into the palm of whoever needs it. It's something that shows everyone, hey, you can be part of this. And our families are beautiful. They're worth celebrating.
It's important because the experience and needs of queer families often differ to those of maybe straight families where, you know, a cisgendered man and a cisgendered woman get together, have a baby. And that's an experience that is familiar to a lot of doctors and to a lot of and to a lot of people. And so having a resource like this does make having this kind of dream possible, and that's really special and it's really important. And you also deal with in the book the journeys of both birth and non-birth parents. Now, not all birthing books or children books or parenting books deal with both sides. Why did you think that was important to have both angles?
Well, not to make it about me, but it was a little bit about me. I'm a non-birthing parent, and there was nothing that I could really find about the experience that I was having. And I'm someone who's pretty, you know, I'm pretty strong in my identity. I don't really feel like I'm on the back foot in any way in life just because I'm trans and I'm queer and all these things. I feel pretty happy and safe and I'm well supported. But through the process of creating our family, I was in tears more often than not. I felt like, it doesn't seem like this is okay for me to be taking up space here. Everyone's saying mums and dads, like even medical professionals saying mums and dads. What about a space for parents like me? And there's so many parents like me. I know heaps of them, and so many that I've run into of late have said, oh, I wish this book was out when we were trying. I wish I could have had this. It would have helped my mental health so much. And that is such a beautiful, it's bittersweet. I'm really happy that parents like me will have something that they can refer to, but I'm sad for all of us that missed out on having this resource.
Absolutely. Now, you've got a lot of stuff going on still. You are, you know, we spoke about the fingers in all the multiple pies. Is this book going to get a manifestation, as you know, as you are a broadcaster, in podcast form, or are you reaching into something new? How are we in the parental space? Are we making more things? What's next for you?
Yeah. Oh gosh. Well, how long have you got? I've got a few things going on. I just completed my first ever grant application, which was like turning yourself, if you've ever done it, it's like turning yourself inside out and then
it's
putting
ridiculous.
It on a page and in a spreadsheet and just saying, please, please, please,
feels
please,
like you're,
please, in my project.
Oh, feels like you're swimming through honey. You know, it's just such a necessary evil, but it's horrible to do. I've done it.
Oh, and it broke my brain so much. But if I get this grant, I'll be working with a team of people around health privilege, a book for children about health privilege. And what I mean by that is my little kinder kid came home and said, Mum, if I ate all my vegetables, I will be strong and live forever. And I sort of went, that's not necessarily true. That's you know, life and health are a bit more nuanced than that.
Yeah.
And those sort of attitudes, like, I know they're encouraging kids to eat their veggies. That's wonderful. I agree that kids should eat their veggies. But I also agree with myself, that's a weird thing to say, but I also think that that we need to really look at what is causing shame and discrimination in young children, because there can be massive implications for mental health and health outcomes in general down the line. So I'd love to create a book for young children about health for everybody. That's something I'm working on. I've written a memoir. I'm a little bit reluctant to hand it over to my publisher. I don't feel like it's ready to be born yet. I need to get this little book baby out first.
Yeah.
This little You'll Be a Wonderful Parent book. And once that's safely out of the nest and flying around doing its thing, then I'll maybe look at that. But, yeah, I'd love to write some children's books. I've got a memoir about the intersections of disability, queerness, fatness. What else is in there? there's a whole bunch of my stuff.
There's a lot going on. But people can indeed find You'll Be a Wonderful Parent in good bookshops very shortly, right?
Yeah, on Wednesday next week.
Wednesday next week, get down to your local bookshop and find Jasper Peach's You'll Be a Wonderful Parent, a fantastic resource and a well-needed fill of a space in an industry that maybe isn't catering to this super, super, super well. So well done. And thank you so much, Jasper Peach, for joining us on Artbeat this morning.
Thanks so much, Pam, and have fun over there in Perth. I love Perth. And one day I would like to come back and say hello.
Come back and visit us.
Yeah,
come back.
Thanks so much for the chat.
No problems. That was Jasper Peach, author of You'll Be a Wonderful Parent, a book about LGBTQIA+ parenting, coming out next Wednesday.